This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're going to use witty puns and rhyme all your words, or they're going to start with the same letter. Like, I'm not sure that that matters to Scott Boras either.
Yeah, I just, when you're talking about Matt Vierling didn't get a spring training, Wenzel Perez didn't get a spring training, Parker Meadows didn't get a spring training, it feels like you're already starting to justify a dud of an offseason. We watched this team go comatose in the playoffs back-to-back seasons. You don't want to do anything about it? Then, John, there's one conclusion. If the offseason is not going to yield a big-time impact bat, a serious addition to challenge for a World Series, you know where I'm going with this.
Well,
they're going to have to trade Tarik Skubal. It's cut and dry. If you're not going all in,
yeah,
you're trading Tarik Skubal. It's irresponsible to do otherwise.
Are the prospects that you don't want to block.
Well, of course.
To me, this is a huge step back. Did he reconsider what he said in his postseason press conference? We didn't, shower him with praise for admitting that they could have done more, but they did say that.
Yeah, it's funny. As you read back through and listen back through to what he said, one of the quotes from his postseason press conference was, "I think the more pressing and fundamental question is, how does a top eight offense for 5 months become a bottom eight offense in September? That's the question that keeps me up at night." Sounds like his answer was,
more spring training.
My players are good enough. They had a bad month or two. Cool. All right. Look, I'm not going to be yelling and screaming. This is the reality. This is how they view their baseball team. They are going to run it like a small market operation.
It's there's just so many factors involved right now. Are they going to run it back? And maybe they actually run it back with Skubal because they believe that there's either going to be no baseball in 27, there's going to be an abbreviated season, but whatever comes out of the new CBA, there's going to be some type of mechanism for them to be able to acquire or retain good players that's not going to cost them as much as a franchise. I'm trying to figure out what their thinking is, what their thought process is. If they want to put a better product out there and if they want to compete for division titles, if they want to compete for, conference championships and ultimately a World Series, what are they thinking?
Yeah, again, the majority of our growth as an offense is going to come from within. We're going to try to find a way to improve without blocking those guys.
Well, I guess I would like to know who those guys are first.
I don't want to read again. It's like it's a novel. This excerpt from Petzold from the right. Free Press. But so he says, we have a very young group still entering their prime. Tork, Green, Karp. Those guys took a big step forward. Parker Meadows, Dylan Dingler, Colt Keith, Wenzel Perez, another group coming behind them. I think the majority of our growth as an offense is going to come from within. It's going to come from the first group continuing to get better into their prime and that second group making leaps that the first group just made. It's going to come from the next wave, some of the best prospects in all of baseball that are going to start to make their leap. We're going to find a way to improve the offense without blocking those guys because they're too important to our present and future. even with the context, it doesn't do him any favors.
No.
We got waves. John, we're so good. We have so many waves of good baseball players that we shouldn't add. That is the takeaway from Scott Harris and this front office in Detroit. We are so good, and we are going to be so good, that we don't need to add, and it would be a bad idea to add. That is the sales pitch. That's not what I watched the last two postseasons. It's not what I watched at the end of last season.
No.
And to sell me, there's even more, John. Gleyber Torres was brought up specifically as a solution. One problem, Torres was already on the team last year.
Right. So what's the solution, that they just keep him healthy?
We can play some of that audio coming up next. Plus, Buster only has some thoughts on the Scooble situation, one of baseball's insiders. It's next, 97.1. Tell you about KG Law. Look, if you or someone you love, someone you care about, is injured in a car accident, you need to call Lawrence KG at KG Law. KG Law is one of the few law firms in the country specializing in car accidents. Lawrence KG has won millions of dollars for his clients because he fights hard, he wins, and he wins big. So, if you, a friend, a loved one, someone you care about, is injured in a car accident, you need KG Law. They care about you. 877-KG-CARES. Visit kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
That's Scott Harris, president of baseball ops. I got no issue highlighting what Gleyber Torres brings to the table. He was just already at the table. Doesn't solve, doesn't provide a solution. You need help outside the organization.
Well, it's just running it right back. And do you think, okay, do we ask the question then? Is the team, if they run it back, going to be more like the team prior to the All-Star break? Or after the All-Star break? And I mean, that's going to be the question. And I don't know that I want to go through into a season hoping that they're more like the team that was at the beginning of the season. We will. We have great hope. And we enter every season with the hope that new seasons bring. But to sit there and think that Riley Green is not going to strike out 200 times and you're going to get more production, even if it's just, hey, sack flies or other things while runners are in scoring position. Is that not one of the issues that we had last year? Runners in scoring position, but we couldn't get them across because everybody kept striking out?
Yeah, that's how the last two postseasons ended. This text says, did we not sign a right-handed pitcher yesterday? Why are we not talking about it? Drew Anderson.
Okay.
The Tigers did add Drew Anderson a one-year, $7 million contract with a $10 million club option, half of what they paid for Alex Cobb. But this is not like a high-end arm. It's a one-year kind of a Band-Aid deal. He pitched a lot in a Korean baseball league, and maybe that's going to help resuscitate his career. It's happened with other guys. There's just no cartwheels to do over it. He's not going to swing a bat.
No.
You can never have enough pitching. You can always add another arm. But sorry, Drew Anderson's not headline stuff. Next one says, so essentially we're banking on luck. Awesome.
It's kind of what it feels like.
Positive regression, John.
That's going to annoy me.
Can't block guys. That's going to annoy me.
Positive regression. I'm going to keep
using it
because
it annoyed me. You know what it is? It's a nerdy thing that...
It's a dork way to say it.
You shouldn't say because regular people don't know what you're talking about. And I wonder when regular people...
Well, we can figure it out, but it just...
Anyway. Guys, I was at game 4 of the 84 World Series when Tram hit 2 home runs. I was 10 years old. I'm tired of waiting for this team after being close from 2016 to 2014. I'm tired of being good. I want great. Too many in this town are content. Tony in Dearborn.
Well, I know the fans aren't content, as voiced by that texter.
Yeah, I think there's a bubbling and boiling over happening right now. If this is in fact, and this is still an if, but if this is in fact the offseason plan, don't block guys, grow from within, maybe a small addition here, small addition there. John, it's the last year of Tarek Skubal.
Mm-hmm.
It's cut and dry. If you're not pedal to the metal, you can't lose him for nothing. You should be aggressively shopping him. This is what Buster Olney had to say about Skubal. Makes sense. Sounds a lot like the Harris mindset, right? Not just this year, but beyond considerations.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there's been a big swing in what people believe they want with Tarek Skubal, and the emotions that would be involved if Tarek Skubal would be traded. I don't think there'll be some huge, I think if it happened last year, there would have been giant pushback. Mm-hmm. I think this year it's going to be more of, well, let's see what we got in return. What does that mean for our future?
John, coming up at 6:35, what do we got here?
Oh, the more I learn about the Notre Dame saga, the more I get upset, not just about that situation, but the direction of college football in general. And I'll just say, I believe there is a leadership void. There is a vacuum. And I'll get into it at 6:35.
You were all worked up. We'll get to it in 10 minutes. Here's Heather with the news.
Good morning, guys.
Good
this
morning.
News is brought to you by Gardner White. So if you're a hockey player, there's a unique opportunity for you to play at Munn Arena and help give back to those in need at the same time. So Live Free, this childhood cancer nonprofit organization, is hosting a 24-hour hockey marathon to raise funds for pediatric cancer. So during this 24-hour hockey marathon, more than 80 adult hockey players will come together to play the 24-hour game that will be broken up into 3 divisions. Players who register have to raise $1,500, and they say that's the average cost to support a live-free family and provide them with a moment of joy. And you can read all about it. I'm not going to break it all down here about the different types of divisions, but it's for anyone. It's for people who are very good hockey players. Maybe they played in college.
Yeah.
Or it's for those who are just picking up the sport for fun. They have a place for you. So the event will kick off at 2 p.m. on April 18th, and the game goes until 2 p.m. the next day. So you can go online, you can register and get more info there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a great hockey community here. I'm sure they'll rally.
Lots of fun. Two men went on a shopping spree at Somerset Mall after breaking into an ATM and stealing about $138,000. It happened back in September. The men are accused of using a stolen Ford F-350 to rip off the front of a bank's ATM. They used chains.
Yeah.
And after they got all of the money, they just went, shopping till they dropped, I guess. Yeah. You know, the duo.
Or got caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever comes first. Exactly. So you get caught.
They were also, there's two other suspects involved as well. They spent about 6 hours shopping at Somerset and made purchases from various high-end stores using cash, of course, right? And there's surveillance video, cell phone data, license plate reader information that puts these guys to the crime. Yeah. Clinton Township police have given the all clear after someone called in a bomb threat at Wyandotte Middle School. So students and staff were evacuated from the school Monday morning. A comprehensive search of the school was carried out and no explosive devices or materials were found. The school district says that the threat was called in using a phone number that was created earlier in the day, and police are actively investigating and working to identify the caller so that appropriate law enforcement action can be taken. And they did reiterate that these false threats like this or others that we have heard cause significant disruption and fear, and those who make or contribute to those threats will be subject to serious legal and school-based consequences. It's not funny, kids.
Nope, and this is on parents too, to stress that.
Yeah. Hey, Chick-fil-A is opening its first location in Ann Arbor this week. So the new location will open at 6:30 a.m. on Friday, December 12th. And to celebrate the big grand opening, they're inviting you to show up wearing cow print on the opening day. Oh. And if you wear cow print, you're going to get a free entree.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can either get it right there in the store, or go back through the drive-thru. Do you have anything?
I do not own any cow print. No. I used to have some furniture in a room that was designed kind of like an Old West style that had some cow print.
Or
but
like
I'm not
like a rug. You could just
throw it over your shoulder.
Yeah,
make a little shawl out of it. Yes.
So in addition to the celebration, Chick-fil-A is donating $25,000 to Feeding America to support local hunger relief efforts through Food Gathers, which is a local food bank. So pretty cool. John, your favorite actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, has been named Entertainer of the Year by Time Magazine.
Hey, good for him.
That's pretty good honor.
Congratulations, yeah.
And he told the magazine that, you know, he's been balancing his fame and privacy, basically his whole adult life, but he still obviously doesn't have it all figured out. But he does say that he thinks it's important to disappear and get out of people's faces so they don't get sick of him. So,
thank you.
I say, John, you appreciate his message. Yes.
Do his work, get out of your face.
I know there are obviously a ton of people that enjoy his work, and I'm just not one of them. But
you just don't like him. You might like his movies.
Well, it's hard to.
But because you don't like him, you're not going to see.
Yeah.
I have some actors I guess.
So Tom Cruise is a guy that I've been very vocal about. You know, like,
yeah,
I'm not a huge
fan
of Tom Cruise, but I do enjoy the Mission Impossible movies. I can get over it for those.
So you just don't like
him. I like
him
things that explode more than I dislike him.
Or his movies.
He's not in a lot of exploding movies, though.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
No.
They're more thinkers.
Yes, they are.
That's probably my issue. I've never been accused of that.
It's Heather with the news. Sometimes we tell it ourselves. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is the number one sports book for same game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live. And you can do it all in one easy to use app. So just download the app. And right now is the perfect time to join. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So take a huge favorite, bet the money line, and if your $5 bet wins, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets. So bet the players you love the way that you want. Head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that it's going to expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Jamming out. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass on a Tuesday, less than an hour away from the two grand slam, a chance to win $2,000 if you can get all 10 questions right. John, the Notre Dame story really picked up steam yesterday, and you read more and listened to more, and you got more and more worked up.
I did, and you know, it's, I understand that. My perspective, and I think Tom's growing up as well, and a lot of other people that you're hearing talk about, is that our experience is, hey, New Year's Day was an epic day on the calendar because it was the Rose Bowl. It was bowl season. And before there was a college football playoff, before there was BCS, like all those bowls meant something. And I think everybody's going to have a different take on some of this. I don't have an issue anymore with players. I accept that that is the path that college football has chosen. Mm-hmm. And now we're going down the path of 9 schools have opted out. In fact, some schools that weren't even bowl eligible because other schools have opted out have been offered an opportunity, and they've opted out. Kansas State and there a couple in the Big 12 opted out. They were appropriately fined by their conference because of the bowl agreements that they were supposed to fulfill. They didn't. They get fined. Okay. Notre Dame doesn't have to pay a fine because they're an independent. They get to do what they want. We don't have auto bids from the Big Ten and the SEC. That was the big conversation going into the season. Yet now we find out that there's a memorandum of understanding that next year, if Notre Dame is ranked in the top 12, that they get an auto bid into the college football playoffs. A lot of these things are what irritates people about what makes Notre Dame, quote unquote, special. Mm-hmm. And this isn't an issue about Notre Dame being special, not being in a conference. It's not an issue about that. Mine is the fact that there is a major issue with leadership from the NCAA, which is absolutely gutless, mm-hmm. to administrators, to coaches, because no one wants to stand up and lead. No one wants to piss off their high-priced quarterback or their running back or their edge defender because, oh, we're going to make you do what you don't want to do. And that's actually play football. And I was fine, and I got over everything yesterday until I read one simple quote, and it's a paragraph. Bavakwa, the Notre Dame athletic director, said Notre Dame coach Marcus Freeman talked to his team captains after the CFP snub about other bowl opportunities. The captains told Freeman they knew a number of players with NFL draft potential would opt out and didn't want to play a game with a dramatically different roster. It just wouldn't be the same, quoted Bavakwa. Are we now in a position where the players, all the power has shifted to the players? They are telling the coach what they want to do. Are they going to tell the coach, well, we don't want to practice today? We don't want to play in a bowl game? We don't want to do these things? Where, and Marcus Freeman, hey, you can listen to your captains. You should listen to your captains. They were elected. I don't know how they do it at Notre Dame, but they should be elected by the team to represent them. The captains say we don't want to play because it's not going to be the same team. Well, the response should be, I appreciate your concerns. I'll take them into consideration, but I also want you to go back and think about a couple of things before we make this program decision. And that is, I want you to go and talk to every senior that isn't an NFL draft prospect. I want you to talk to every guy that's going to be playing their very last game in the Notre Dame uniform in the golden mystique-filled helmet that some of them have grown up since the age of two dreaming of wearing. They're living that dream, and now all of a sudden they have one more chance to take the field, and they might just be standing on the sidelines hoping that in the fourth quarter, whether they're getting blown out or they're blowing out another team, or the coach just says, you know what, you spent 5 years here, you've busted your ass, you get to get in for a couple of snaps. And now mom and dad are looking there going, hey, their dream has been lived. They went and they played for Notre Dame. They got a chance to get on the field, and they're going to go through the rest of their life with a couple of memories of playing for Notre Dame. Those players won't get that opportunity. And how about this novel idea? And I kind of alluded to it there. How about those guys that they're not making huge NIL dollars,
right,
and are playing because the novel idea is they love the game of football and they love their school. Now, there may not be many of those guys around because a lot of guys are just simply, I'm in it for the money. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, you are now being paid to play the game of football. And you're telling me you're going to opt out of playing a game? Freshmen, underclassmen, how about you go tell your captains, think about this. Now, you may not be back, but and some of those other players may not be back, but we are going to play football next year. Do we want to try and avoid this? We all know that if we're just in the top 10, we get, or top 12, we get a seat at the table. So how about we go out for 15 practices and make those freshmen better? All those young offensive linemen that we talked about, maybe we get a chance to get a little bit better. So if we open up week one against a team like Miami, we don't lose that game. We don't put ourselves in the same position we're in this year because we lost a couple of games at the beginning of the year we shouldn't have lost. Or if we play Miami midseason, we want to make sure that we're operating at full capacity throughout the course of the season so that we are a top 12 team. We want to win a national title. This is our first opportunity to go out there and get better. Freshmen get better. Underclassmen get better. Anybody that's going to be on the roster next year has a chance to get better. Do we think Jeremiah Love is going to play in this game?
No.
He might win the Heisman this weekend. Maybe not, but he might. There's a lot of guys that won't play. There's a lot of guys across the country that won't play. But if you have a chance, if you are going to be in the NFL, but you're maybe a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round guy, maybe you're an undrafted, if you want to move up around, this is another opportunity for you to go out there and showcase to NFL agents that you can be that player that they need on their roster. And for the captains, for the team, for those with the biggest voice, to influence the coach and the coach not having the set of balls that he needs to absolutely say no, or their athletic director to say, no, I'm sorry, this is the wrong decision. We need to get better as a program. Where is the leadership? The NCAA doesn't want to lose another lawsuit, so they're not going to take on anything. Players say what they want, they get it all. And this is on the heels of a national signing day where coaches and everybody wakes up and it's, hey, we got a phone call from our number one recruit. He says he's being offered $200,000 more from another university, even though he made a commitment. We made a commitment to you. And I know commitments don't matter at all in college football. Either way, it is absolutely disgusting. Bowls will be vanished. We will go to a 24-team college football playoff, and it's going to be the absolute elite, and maybe we offer a seat at the table to Tulane or to some other schools because, hey, we want to make sure it's inclusive and everybody's involved and you can get your chance to get blown out on a national stage. But where is the leadership from coaches to administrators to the NCAA? It is okay to say no. It is okay to stand for something, or else your old saying, you're going to fall for everything. And this is college football. It is deteriorating. It is awful.
This is normally where I jump in and call you a dinosaur. I'm not going to do that. This is a big turnoff for you and for a lot of people who watch college football, who love and care about college football. John, the most players that have ever been drafted from one team, 15 from Georgia. Mm-hmm. How many people are on a college football roster? 85, 100 in some 105. Cases? Yeah, okay. Take 15, take another 10 for transfers. You still got more than enough guys who are program guys who can use the practices and the game to jumpstart next year. Mm-hmm. The schools themselves also get money for playing in these bowl games. I know money is what drives everything. The idea that we would let a handful of players, because it's not going to be 20 guys, the idea that we'd let a handful of players hold the entire program hostage and not play the bowl game. And I'm not going to make it something it's not. They are exhibition games. But at the same time, there is something to be said for using that time to better yourself and your program. And Notre Dame is not interested. They're not the only one. This is becoming an issue. 248-539-9797. What is your biggest turnoff? I know a lot of people are going to relate to what you're saying, John. It's 97.1. The Red Tag sales event is on at Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Check out the Equinox, the 2026 Equinox LT. It's sporty, efficient, and ready for every weekend. You can lease one for starting at $199 a month. That's $19.99 down. Find yours today, MoranExpress.com, or visit Moran Chevrolet. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Why does John have me ready to run through a brick wall at 7 in the morning? Another text. Preach it, John Jansen. So in agreement with you, this sport has lost its way. If changes aren't made, losing New Year's bowl games was the start. John, you make me want to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Amen.
Already listened to it this morning.
This week feels like a funeral for college football as we knew it. Preach, John. That's from Jason. What is turning you off about college football most? John, you spoke about Notre Dame's captains making the decision for everybody in the program on the roster. Hey, if a few guys opt out, we're not going to play the bowl game.
Well, there was, for a long time, a power struggle. And there was so much of it that was with the NCAA, with administration, with coaches. And there still is an issue with coaches. We, insert Lane Kiffin and that whole situation. And so I understand the players wanting some of that power, wanting to be able to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness programs for so long. We all know the story, right? They capitalized, they made bunches of money, and the student athletes were just left out in the cold.
Like DJ Uiagalelei couldn't do an ad for Dr. Pepper.
Previously.
Now he can.
Nobody should have an issue with that.
Right. And I will go, quick old guy, probably a concept that maybe some will agree with, some won't. With the new system, there's the roster limits are at 105. There's no scholarship limit. We have gone so far down the road of I need to be paid more that we are forgetting the fact that there are a number of kids that these guys are sitting, and girls, are sitting in class with that are going into loads and loads of debt while you get a chance to get a, I don't want to say free education because you are working for it.
But a leg up.
But you get a leg up because you're not paying for room, board, meals, education, tuition, all of that stuff. We have completely lost sight of the fact that inherently there is anywhere between $100,000 and sometimes $250,000 that you are being
compensated.
Compensated for. That's a great way to put it. Thanks. That, I'm not given, but compensated for going and playing for your school. And on top of that, I agree that these players should be paid. The problem is the power that was all held by the NCAA administration and coaches has now all shifted to the player, and no leader wants to take control. We need some adults in the room. We need some rules. No one wants to sit there and say, this is not working. It won't work long term. We are ruining the sport. We are not giving opportunities that we should as institutions.
It's rogue. It's what it is. Another text, John. You watched too much Rudy growing up. LOL. Jansen gave me goosebumps thinking about turning around and going home to watch Rudy. That's PJ pulling into work at Big Blue Hospital. John, yes, 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 yes. All of the yeses, 1,000% yes. John, I agree with your point. It'd be like telling your boss, hey, I'm going to opt out of my shift. I still expect the check at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I don't fault individual players for opting out of exhibitions. The Bulls are exhibitions. We can have our romantic ideas of what the Bulls are. They're exhibitions. If an individual player wants to opt out, great. But for an entire program to opt out, the program's going to play next year. Many of those players are going to play next year. Many at that same school next year. And if 10 to 15 decide to opt out for the pros, if another 10 to 15 decide to go into the portal, you still have more than half your roster. Get a jump start. Use those practices. Benefit your program. I'm not doing this for the TV network's benefit. I don't really care who's airing the game and how much money they get. Do it for yourself. Like, that's what's getting lost in all of this. It's short-sighted. Do it for yourself.
Right. And, I mean, you don't see players... players opt out because they have a chance to go make money in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't agree, but I can accept.
Right.
And you don't want to risk that injury on a game that to most feels like it doesn't mean anything. But you don't see players opting out and then coming back and playing for the same school next year.
No.
Like, I'm not going to play in this bowl game.
No.
But I am going to play for you next year.
You're right. That does not happen, at least not yet. Big turnoffs, your thoughts. Let's get to Hobbs and Livonia. Hobbs, good morning.
Morning, fellas. Hey, you knew this topic was coming eventually, and I think it's a great time for it. You know, we went to bat for these guys before and said, you know, they should get paid a little bit before, you know, you had to take out $100K to go to college for 4 years, first of all. Second of all, I think it was just too much too quick. You know, 10 years ago, a kid would get in trouble for having a lobster dinner with somebody. Now you can drop $20 million off at his doorstep without a problem.
Right. It's swung too far.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too fast. Okay. And now we're starting, I know this is kind of, you know, it might be a little old school, but it's true. I think these guys are now setting a bad example for youth in sports. If you don't make it to the big game, just pack it in and head on home. And that is not a good example to set, especially from a university like Notre Dame. You know, I might expect this from, you know, a Miami, a Florida, or a USC, but not Notre Dame. I mean, that is just a horrible example. There
are years. A school of moral superiority, Notre Dame, that's all about ideals and doing things the right way, at least allegedly. Yeah, I mean, it rings hollow.
You're exactly right. And I'm not taking a shot at other schools, but Notre Dame, you know, puts themselves up on a shelf. We'll put something behind it to back it up. You had a chance to do it, and you mailed it in like everybody else. I just think it was too much money, too quick. And now, I mean, we don't want to say it, but college football is pretty close to being ruined in my book. I'm now a way bigger NFL fan than I am a college fan. And 15 years ago, I might go a year and watch three NFL football games. I was all college, and now it's just like, man, these guys care about the money, and I understand that, but we cater to the superstars more than the guys that are willing to lay it all on the line just to make a roster. Those are the guys that make the sport in my book. But I appreciate you guys taking the time.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Hobbs. Yep.
This text says, according to a player from this area, Notre Dame captains met with the team first. It was almost unanimous prior to the captain's meeting with Freeman. Yeah, but that's when the coach steps in and says,
it's not best for the program.
Yes.
And it's yeah, they may meet, but how many of those guys in the locker room who have elected the captains are going to voice their true thoughts and opinions? I want to play in this game, but all my buddies are saying they don't want to.
Well, and how much of this is the rawness of being left out? And your coach has to step in and say, feel that, use it, and get back down the practice field.
Yeah, maybe they acted too soon, and they might, in the coming days, have some remorse over this. But I will ask you, John, I'm unison with you on this. The sport sucks right now. But is there any room whatsoever for you in terms of the boycott factor, that at some point in life you do take a stand and you say, no, we got so screwed by them, we're not doing this?
Again, it comes down to, like, there are opportunities that you will miss out on. And there are seniors that will never play football again.
We can keep this conversation rolling. It's a good convo. We got plenty of response coming in. Plus, one coach has a solution to this bowl game issue. I don't know if, John, you'd be in favor of this, but we'll play that audio coming up next and keep the conversation rolling. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.